What is good, everyone, and welcome back to the Nostalgia for Social podcast. My name is Taylor, aka Nostalgia. Joining me is As Told by Zoe. What's good, my guy?
What is up, Hunger Nation? I don't know where the fuck do the Hunger Games take place.
I have no clue. So Kayla is not with us today. We also apologize for the lack of episode last week. Adulting is hard. I was in the middle of trying to win a state championship, and so we accomplished our goal, so I was kind of busy doing that.
And I got a new car.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
That's what I was doing Sunday.
Ah, what'd you get?
It's a Vietnamese electric car. It's called a VinFast. It's really nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. I couldn't even knowing you for this long of a time, I don't think I could ever, like, I think we had so many memories in that car that you used to drive. Mm-hmm. It's just like, I don't know if I could see you in any other car besides that one. Well, okay, yeah. So, as you can tell from Zoe's intro, we are doing, you might have to introduce with Zoe, because I don't.
We are.
You have to introduce this one.
Simulating The Hunger Games with a bunch of characters that we picked out. Some anime, some video games, one live action property. And I know some of these pictures that we're looking at seem like squished, but honestly, that makes it way funnier.
Yeah.
I've seen a bunch of streamers do this with their own versions of like different video game characters, different streamers. So let's just start introducing. Should we start from District 1 or District 12?
Let's start with District 1 and just kind of move across.
I will also, just before anything, I am a known hater of the Hunger Games. I do not like those movies. But this looks funny.
Yes, it does. I think I was saying this to you earlier before we started recording, like while we were in the middle of like making this list, and I was like Hunger Games and like Divergent, and there's one more.
Maze Runner.
Those movies are fire if you're like 13 to 14 years old.
Bro, remember we snuck in to see Insurgent. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do remember that.
That movie was so bad. Even that it was free.
Yeah.
We left 10 minutes into the movie.
Yeah, it was not a good movie at all. It's just, I don't know. I think those movies are based off of young adult novels. Mm-hmm. So like the target range for that novel or the people that like that story are going to be between the ages of like 12 to like 15, maybe 16. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
it's just, and then like, you know, and people were reading the Hunger Games in high school when it came out. I even have kids now, like fourth and fifth graders that are reading like Harry Potter and the Hunger Games like now. And they're like, so into it. They're like, so like excited with reading. And I'm like, yeah, like, those movies are cool for that age group. And then once you get to be like, once you put a 2 next to your age, it's like, yeah, that movie sucks, you know?
even I, who grew up typical millennial, I loved Harry Potter. I got sorted into a house. At a certain age, I was like, yeah, this is baby's first magic system.
Mm-hmm.
I still like the movies. I think they're fun.
Yeah.
But if you think too much, like as a magic, you know what? Now I'm started. As a magic system, the magic in Harry Potter is stupid.
Like, I need you to explain this.
It's just like, there's no real
like structure.
Like, yeah, there's no like rules besides being born with it. I don't know. It's like, they kind of don't explain it that well. And then it's just like spells. They don't do anything really interesting with it.
Yeah. I think I see what you mean. Like when it comes to teaching spells, it's not like, I know this is going to sound like kind of pretentious or whatever, but it's not like in a story, like an anime where like they kind of teach you the structure on like how to build, like in Black Clover, like they kind of,
yes.
They kind of tell you about like the use of mana and grimoires and how like you have mana in your body and you channel that through the grimoire to like give you spells and shit.
I understand, written by a British bigot, but British.
Yeah.
So the writing style is not going to be the same as an anime, but I don't know. It's just not explained well. And Quidditch.
Yeah.
Is one of the dumbest sports.
Oh, okay.
See, one of the dumbest fake
sports. This is where you lose me.
Listen.
What do you mean?
Cool as fuck that you're like flying on a broomstick. That's cool.
Yeah.
Nothing matters until the snitch comes out.
Yeah. I love it. You could be sand. Who? You can just sandbag the entire game and then catch the snitch and you win.
Uh-huh. It's sports written by someone who never played sports.
That's fair.
Because you could be sick as a fucking whatever midfielder Quidditch player, and yeah. You could do like fucking between the broom dunk, doom. Between the broom. Like, but then it doesn't matter because fucking Harry Potter with stupid glasses caught the snitch in his mouth.
Yeah. No, that would piss me off if I was on their team. Not gonna lie. That would piss me the fuck off.
You're pulling off fucking Blake Griffin in his prime behind the back dunks, and it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah, I think, like, if you were to... Okay, now we're getting on a random tangent again. We haven't gotten to what we're supposed to get into. But, like, if I was gonna rewrite the sport of Quidditch, right? It would have to be a situation where the snitch is, like, plus a certain number of points.
Instead of 100.
Instead of just automatically winning because you catch it.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
And like I said, it's cool because you're fighting and shit, but like it's dumb.
Yeah. So let's circle back to what the actual topic is.
We're back. I'm sorry, we're back.
We're back running this Hunger Games simulation. Zoe, do you want to go down the list of districts, starting with District 1?
Yes. Your announcers today from, what'd you say? From the Capitol.
Yeah.
Taylor, joined by myself, Andre, and introducing District 1, we have Duke Nukem. And Ketchup from Animal Crossing. A little bird. She's like a little duck and she looks like a tomato. And she's my favorite. So I hope she doesn't die.
Right. And then we have Duke Nukem, the king of video game one-liners.
I came to kick ass and chew bubble gum. And I'm all out of gum. And District 2, we have Goku, specifically from Dragon Ball Evolution. So live-action Goku. And Cooking Mama.
Honestly, I wish we should have done Dragon Ball Evolution Piccolo.
Oh, damn. That would have been funny.
That would have been way funnier.
And District 3, we have Tony Chopper, the famous picture of him crying with Samus. Honestly, Samus might carry that district, if I'm being honest.
Not for real.
Because Tony Chopper is a good medic, but there's not many times you're going to need to be a medic.
I know, exactly.
If you're dead.
Right.
District 4... we have Travis Touchdown from No More Heroes paired up with Hitori Goto from Bocchi the Rock. And Taylor, if you can see the picture I picked for her, it's the one where she's glitching out in like episode 8.
Yeah. That's gonna be interesting. Honestly, my money's on Bochy. I feel like she's just gonna turn personality, end up killing, have the most kills.
Yeah, honestly, District 4 is not a bad district. And then District 5, we got Funky Kong, everyone's favorite Kong family member, and Hatsune Miku, which she has experience with battle royales because she was recently put into Fortnite.
So she kind of knows the game already. She's going to be a heavy hitter.
For District 6, we kind of broke the rules about the one male, one female, but who cares? Because we have Kuwabara from Yu Yu Hakusho looking absolutely dripped in his dark tournament outfit, paired up with Pochita. Not Denji and not any other scary looking demon, just Pochita.
Just Pochita.
And if you see, I picked the picture where someone drew Crying Chopper as Pochita.
Yeah, I saw that. That was funny.
District 7, honestly, a very low on my totem pole district. We got Palico from Monster Hunter and the Yellow Pikmin.
Yeah, this group might get out first. I think they're going to be the first to die.
And it's not only is it just one Pikmin, it's not the Rock Pikmin, it's not the Purple Pikmin, it's not even the Poison Pikmin, it's just the Electric Yellow Pikmin. District 8 could be a sleeper, because for District 8, we got the Dragon of Dojima himself, Kazuma Kiryu, and Birdo from Mario.
I don't know why, but I feel like they would just work really well together.
Because Kazuma Kiryu figures it out.
Yeah.
He finds a way.
I think all the weirdos he encounters in his side quest, I feel like Birdo would not be an issue for him.
It's just another day.
Facts.
It's just another Majima dressed up as Goromi, you know? Like.
Facts.
And for District 9, we got Osaka from Azumanga Daioh. And we couldn't separate them even if we tried. The Ice Climbers. So District 9 has to have three people.
We broke the rules again, but it's for the bit. So don't blame us.
District 10, honestly, probably won't get any kills. They'll probably kill each other. We got Yamada from Yamada's First Time and Mineta from My Hero.
Two absolute freaks on the team here.
Did you see the picture I picked from Mineta?
Yes. I hate it. I actually hate it.
District 11, great team. They know the meaning of teamwork. It's Meryl and Millie from the original Trigun.
Yep, I like that team.
Honestly, if they lose quickly, I'll be disappointed.
I'm going to be so sad.
And District 12, we got
Big Dogs.
Big the Cat and everyone's favorite tutorial, Omo Chow.
Now, this is the team I like right here. District 12, I like them.
Big the Cat and Omo Chow. Who would be Katniss? Would it be Big or would it be Omo Chow?
My money says Omo Chow.
He's the revolutionary?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're gonna... The way this works is it's text-based. And I'll try not to scroll ahead too far, just so we don't get any spoilers.
Yeah.
But since we're sharing from my screen, I'll read it out and then we'll commentate.
Yeah. So before we start, who do you think early predictions for a winner? What you got?
Early predictions. Ketchup winning would be really funny. Yeah. But I kind of want, if Kiryu wins, it would just make sense.
Yeah.
This would just be a sub story in like a new Yakuza game.
like that random like Sleeping Dogs mission where you had to go do a battle royale in the middle of the, middle of the game. I think I know I said Bochy probably going to wind up having the most amount of kills. I think just the way the simulation works, I just don't think it takes like characters into account.
It doesn't.
But yeah, I think I like them. I also just think it'd be really funny if Ice Climbers and Osaka end up winning.
That would be really funny.
That's going to be really funny.
All right. Shall we proceed?
We shall.
Okay, here we go. All right. As the tributes stand on their podiums, the horn sounds. Osaka stays at the cornucopia for resources. Millie runs away from the cornucopia. The yellow Pikmin also runs away. Palico grabs a shield leaning on the cornucopia. Let me see if I can do something real quick. Perfect. Okay, I zoomed in a little. Tony Chopper and Goku. Oh, I misspelled Goku. Goku fight for a bag. Chopper gives up and retreats. Makes sense.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. For sure.
Kuwabara runs away.
For sure.
Mineta runs away.
Absolutely.
Funky Kong runs away.
Absolutely.
Bochy grabs a shield. Okay.
Oh, hey, she's already taking the initiative. You like to see it.
Pochita runs away.
Okay.
Birdo runs away. No kills yet. Interesting.
No kills yet.
Oh no.
Oh god. No.
Ketchup is unable to convince Cooking Mama not to kill her.
Holy shit.
This is too perfect. Cooking Mama's trying to make ketchup.
Oh, that's funny.
Kazuma Kiryu runs away. Duke runs away. Travis Touchdown gathers as much food as he can. Smart play. Yamada runs away. Samus runs away. Miku runs away. Meryl runs away. Omo Chow finds a bow. He's Katniss.
I'm telling you.
He finds Katniss. A bow, some arrows, and a quiver. Big steps off the podium too soon and blows up.
Oh my god, he died first.
The horn didn't even sound. His dumbass.
Oh my god.
He said Floggy and blew up.
That's insane. Oh god.
Oh god, the Ice Climbers are next. What happens? The Ice Climbers take a handful of throwing knives. Oh shit.
Yeah, they're ready to go. Oh, that's funny.
All right, day one. So apparently, as far as we know, Ketchup and Big the Cat are dead.
Yeah, that's insane.
So let's see. Yamada, Kuwabara, Funky Kong, and Birdo hunt for other tributes. Oh, jeez. Shit. Mineta retrieves a hatchet from an unknown sponsor. Someone's freaky ass. All right, let's see. Hatsune Miku makes a wooden spear.
She's already ready to go.
Bro, what I say? She's in Fortnite, so she's using... She chopped down some wood, and she's using her mats.
Facts.
She already knows.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Pochita diverts Duke's attention and runs away. Okay. Smart.
That would have got ugly really fast.
He literally said, look over there, and Duke fell for it.
Oh, my God.
Kazuma Kiryu searches for a water source.
Smart.
He's resourceful. He's smart. Oh God. This is a big group.
Oh, no.
The yellow Pikmin, Travis Touchdown, Samus, Meryl, and Chopper hunt for other tributes. This is a crazy team.
That's insane.
What would this team comp be?
Let's see. I think, obviously, Tony Chopper is the healer. Mm-hmm. I think Travis Touchdown would have to be the primary damage dealer.
He gets Samus in.
Samus would have to take on the role of a tank. I think probably more of like a diva.
Mm-hmm.
Like a diva or a Risa type. Meryl is definitely a range. I think she had like that one gun. I think she had like a pistol on her in the Trigun show.
Yeah, this picture. If my memory's correct. This picture that I'm showing, it's her cape full of bullets.
Yeah, it's just like that's like she's gonna have to be a range dealer, and then I don't know what the fuck Yellow Pigman's gonna do. I have no clue.
He's there for moral, for morale.
He's just there for moral support, for real.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Let's see if they find anyone. Ice Climber shoots an arrow at Cooking Mama, misses, and kills Palico.
Oh my God. That's three deaths already.
Dude, Cooking Mama is a menace.
Dog, she's insane. She's insane. I was worried about Bochy, but I really had to worry about Cooking Mama. Oh my God.
Omo Child discovers a river. This.
There we go. There we go. This could
not be more perfect. That
here we go.
Omo Child is Katniss. Oh my God.
Oh, geez.
Goku, Osaka, and Millie get into a fight. Millie kills Osaka and Goku.
Bro, there's so many deaths in here, dude. What the fuck?
This might be a quick games.
I know.
Bochy discovers a cave. Honestly.
Honestly. That's
what would happen.
Facts.
She's a loner. She's in a cave, and she's covering herself with her shield.
Let's proceed. There's so many deaths already, bro.
I know. Oh my God. Oh no, the fallen tributes. Five right. Cannon shots can be heard in the distance. District 1, Ketchup. District 12, Big. District 7, Palico. District 2, Goku. And District 9, Osaka.
Oh my God.
See everyone's status. So right now, we got Duke, Cooking Mama, Chopper, Samus, Travis Touchdown, Bochy, Funky Kong, Hatsune Miku, Pochita, Kuwabara, the Yellow Pikmin, Kiryu, Birdo, Ice Climbers, Omo Chao, Millie with two kills, Meryl, Mineta, and Yamada. Ice Climbers have one kill, and Cooking Mama has one kill. All right, let's proceed. Day two, night one. Oh my God. Oh my God. Tony Chopper begs for Funky Kong to kill him. He refuses, keeping Chopper alive.
Oh no.
Kuwabara is woken by nightmares. So he's struggling. Would you say that's how he is? Does this make sense for his character?
It does. It very much does.
Okay, I can see Travis Touchdown and the Ice Climbers.
Oh, God.
Travis Touchdown holds hands with both Ice Climbers.
Bro, what the fuck? Oh, my God.
He might be tough, but he has a soft spot. Let's see.
That's insane.
Hatsune Miku tends to her wounds.
Okay. She's good. She's doing all right.
Yamada sees a fire but stays hidden. Oh, God.
No.
Bochy and Pochita run into each other and decide to truce for the night.
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
Again, thank God. Makes sense for both of them. Let's see. Kazuma Kiryu attempts to start a fire but is unsuccessful. He's a city boy.
Yeah.
He's a city boy. That makes sense.
I'm about to say, fail the QTE.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is another big group.
Oh, God.
The Yellow Pikmin, Birdo, Duke, and Omo Chao form a suicide pact, killing themselves. What the hell, Omo Chao? You're doing great.
Dude. Bro, what the fuck?
Omo Chao had a weapon, didn't even try.
Like, you found a water source and made a weapon, and then you're like, you know what, bro? I can't do this shit anymore.
Honestly, Yellow Pikmin and Birdo, like, I get it.
But you know what happened?
Duke Nukem?
You know what happened? I think Big Cat dying, I think it shook Omo Chao.
Oh no, my boy.
Oh God.
Duke Nukem didn't even try either.
He really did it.
I can see Cookie Mama peeking up from below.
Oh my God.
Let's see what this motherfucker's done. She passes out from exhaustion. Yeah.
Oh no.
Makes sense. Oh God, another big group.
Oh Jesus.
Millie, Samus, Meryl, and Mineta tell each other ghost stories to lighten the mood.
That's a nightmare blood rotation for sure.
Millie and Meryl, they're friends. That makes sense. Samus probably took her suit off, and Mineta's just happy to be surrounded by three women.
So my thing now is that's gonna make me really sad is if Millie and or Meryl have to kill one of another.
They might,
it's
bro.
It's gonna happen. It's gonna they happen. Might.
All right, proceed. Day two. Kiryu picks flowers.
Oh God.
Pochita defeats Meryl in a fight but spares her life. That's gonna come back to bite him in the ass.
Oh, for sure.
Let's see.
Oh God, here we go.
Kuwabara diverts Ice Climber's attention and runs away. Travis Touchdown receives a hatchet from an unknown sponsor. That makes sense.
Yeah, for sure.
Someone saw him and said he needs some help. Samus hunts for tributes. Oh my God. Oh! Millie forces Chopper to kill Cooking Mama or Mineta. He decides to kill Cooking Mama.
Get the demon out of the way. I was just
about to say, makes sense after what she's done.
Get the demon out of here. Oh my God.
Yamada fishes. She's not fighting. She's just gonna stay away.
She's just gonna sandbag the entire time and end up winning. Watch.
Funky Kong overhears Bochy and Hatsune Miku talking in the distance. Bochy's probably asking Miku like tips on how to make songs and shit.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Proceed. Five cannon shots can be heard in the distance. Five more deaths. The Yellow Pikmin from District 7. Birdo from District 8. Duke Nukem from District 1. Omo Chow from District 12. And Cooking Mama from District 2.
Look at everybody's status real quick. Let me see who's left on the board.
We got this Chopper. Is insane. Travis Touchdown. Bochy. Funky Kong. Hatsune Miku. Pochita. Kuwabara. Chopper with a kill, by the way. Not Samus. But Samus is alive. Both participants, District 7 is the first district out of the games. District 8, we got Kiryu, but Birdo's dead. Ice Climbers alive with a kill. District 10, Yamada and Mineta are both alive. Meryl and Millie are both alive. Millie with two kills. District 12, out of the running. Big the Cat and Omo Chow.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. The way things are going, I feel like Meryl and Millie might take it all the way. I just feel like now that I said that, I'm going to jinx them. They're going to die this next day, for sure.
Oh, my God. Well, let's proceed to night two. Oh, my God. Tony Chopper ambushes Mineta and kills her. I now see I switched Mineta and Yamada.
Oh, my God. So Mineta's dead.
Chopper kills Mineta. Pochita, Funky Kong, and Samus sleep in shifts. Smart.
Right.
This is another big group. Oh, Kuwabara, Bochy, Yamada, and Hatsune Miku sleep in shifts. Mm. Travis Touchdown is unable to start a fire and sleeps without warmth. Sucks. Also makes City sense. Boy. Oh!
Oh, no. Oh, my no. God.
Kiryu oh, no. and Millie. Let's see. Whoa! Kazuma Kiryu tends to Millie's wounds.
Okay.
Bro, I don't know if you ever played Yakuza 4. This is the same shit, but he's smooth when he wants to be. Yakuza 4, he thinks he's gonna die, so he spends the night with the police chief, who's smoking, by the way.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what's next. Meryl attempts to start a fire, but is unsuccessful.
Makes sense.
Ice climbers set up camp for the night because they're used to it, because they climb mountains.
Yeah, they're good to go.
All right. Day three. Hatsune Miku tries to sleep throughout the entire day. Not smart.
Not a good idea.
Oh.
Wow.
Funky Kong bashes Travis Touchdown's head against a rock several times.
Oh my God.
I don't know if he's dead, though. It doesn't say he's dead.
Oh, my God.
Meryl tries to sleep through the entire day. Samus discovers a river. Oh, my God. The ice climbers beg for Millie to kill them. She refuses, keeping them alive. Pochita hunts for tributes.
Okay.
Kuwabara receives clean water from an unknown sponsor. Nice. Kiryu travels to higher ground.
Smart.
Because he's used to being atop the Millennium Tower. So he needs the advantage.
Yeah, for sure.
Yamada fishes again. This girl.
She's not going to do anything and going to fuck around and win.
No, I think the moment someone finds her, she's immediately dead. Oh, Chopper injures himself.
Karma.
Bochy makes a slingshot.
Here we go.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. Two cannon shots. Yep. District 10, Mineta. District 4, Travis Touchdown.
Yeah, pour one out for Travis, man. He had to go out like that. That was crazy from Funky Kong, man.
Because, think about how like monkey attacks are in real life. That shit must have been, not only was he getting his head bashed in, Funky Kong was probably yelling how a monkey does.
Oh, for sure.
That's fucking terrifying.
All right, so here we go.
Chopper has two kills now.
Oh my God.
Funky Kong has one. The Ice Climbers still have one. Millie has two. With Millie, Meryl, Yamada, Ice Climbers, Kiryu, Kuwabara, Pochita, Hatsune Miku, Funky Kong, Bochy, Chopper, and Samus still alive. I could not believe Ketchup died first.
Oh my God, bro. All
right. Let's proceed. Night three. Kuwabara cries himself to sleep.
That doesn't sound like his character at all. He's that much. Well,
I think the only time he cried was to get fucking Yusuke back for something, right? No.
Yeah. When Yusuke dies in the first, like, I put him close, like, he dies. Like, he does cry.
Doesn't he cry when he's trying to get someone to fight him?
Yeah, basically, like, the scene goes where Yusuke is in his casket, and
that's what it is.
Like, Kuwabara, like, walks, and honestly, like, the scene's, like, decently sad. Like, it's well written, where Kuwabara's, like, walking, and he's just like, you can't die, like, who am I gonna fight with now, like, come back here and fight me, like, just, like, very emotional. Yeah. That's, like, I think that's one of the few times he cries, I think. I know he, like, gets very passionate about, Yukina, he doesn't really cry for her. I'll remember.
Holy shit, again. Bro, they're trying to die. The ice climbers beg for Samus to kill them. She refuses, keeping them alive.
They're like, somebody kill me, please. Oh my God. Somebody get me up out of here.
Meryl tends to Funky Kong's wounds.
Girl, you are attending to a murderer. What are you doing?
Yeah, but he's like, he's so good looking. Look at Funky. How can you resist Funky Kong with his cool surfboard?
There's something sinister behind the sunglasses, man. I'm telling you.
There is. And it's cocaine. Chopper and Millie talk about the tributes to the live. These are with the highest kill count, by the way.
Two demons, by the way. Yeah. Two demons.
Yamada loses sight of where she is. She's so lost.
Bro.
She's going to stumble her way into a win.
That's what I'm saying, bro. She's just going to, like, sandbag into a win. How has nobody found her yet?
Hatsune Miku and Pochita still talk about the tributes that are alive.
Mm-mm.
Oh! No! Bochy cannot handle the circumstances and commits suicide.
What are we doing, bro? Oh, that's, no.
That's what she was making the fucking slingshot for.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
This makes so much sense. Kazuma Kiryu tries to sing himself to sleep. We know that man loves karaoke. He's laying on a rock singing Dame Dane.
Bro, Bochy dying really just shook me up. That's fucking crazy.
Let's proceed.
Oh.
Day four. The ice climbers start to question their sanity.
Because they've asked to die like three times.
Kazuma Kiryu discovers a river. He went back to the river for some water. Pochita goes hunting. Funky Kong receives medical supplies from an unknown sponsor.
Donkey Kong is funding this man being a demon.
Yamada searches for a water source. Chopper attacks Meryl, but she manages to escape.
Dog, Chopper is on demon time. What are we doing right now?
He's trying to get back to Luffy, bro.
But to murder? Luffy wouldn't accept him after that.
Kuwabara searches for firewood. Millie goes hunting. Miku tries to sleep throughout the entire day. She's tired, bro. Samus tries to spear fish with a trident. Holy shit, who gave Samus a trident? Let's proceed. No deaths besides Bochy.
Mm-mm-mm.
Does that count as... No, it didn't give her a kill. That would have been fucked up.
That would have been crazy.
We still have a good amount of people left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. We got 11.
Meryl and Millie are the only district still together.
No.
District 3 and District... Okay, we're good. I thought they were only one together.
Kazuma Kiryu is fending for himself.
Yeah, he's holding it down right now.
Pochita screams for help.
Oh, gosh.
Funky Kong cries himself to sleep. Everyone is devolving.
It's the emotional burden of killing somebody. I'm telling you, he has too many bodies on his jacket, man.
Samus is unable to start a fire. Sleeps without warmth. Stupid. Why did she get out of her suit? Her suit is probably warm.
You got a whole suit.
Meryl attempts to start a fire. No one has successfully started a fire.
Nobody has survival skills in this whole realm.
Miku loses sight of where she is.
Jesus.
Millie receives an explosive from an unknown sponsor.
All right, Vash, what are we doing here, buddy? What are we doing?
No, bro, it's the fucking...
The company they work for?
Yeah, the company they work for. They have a shit ton of money.
For sure. Bro, Tony is on demon time, I'm telling you.
No way! Tony Chopper bashes Kazuma Kiryu's head against a rock several times.
Dude.
She would. Yamada lets Kuwabara into her shelter.
Oh, 1,000%. That's very on brand.
And then what's last? The ice climbers start a fire.
They're the only ones in this group with survival skills.
Let's proceed. Day five. The ice climbers practice their archery. Millie searches for firewood. Meryl sees smoke rising in the distance. Obvious. It could be Millie. No. Mm-hmm. Who started the fire? The ice climbers.
Oh, yeah.
But decides not to investigate. Pochita receives an explosive from an unknown sponsor. Oh my god, what's her name?
Makima.
Makima Makima's funding this man. Oh! Oh!
Oh my god.
Tony Chopper poisons Yamato's drink, but mistakes it for his own and dies.
Dude, bro, Yamato's gonna fucking win. I'm
Oh my god.
Dog, Yamato's gonna fucking win.
She's gonna stumble her way into the fucking podium.
Dog, she's been sandbagging this entire time.
Kuwabara ends Funky Kong's fucking reign of terror and kills him with a hatchet.
Oh my fucking.
That's Kuwabara's first body.
God. Oh, that's so funny.
Samus constructs a shack.
Now you're thinking.
Miku receives medical supplies from an unknown sponsor.
Bro, Hatsune Miku and Yamada are literally just like sandbagging to a win.
Three cannon shots are heard in the distance. District 8, Kazuma Kiryu. District 3, Tony Chopper. District 5, Funky Kong.
So, two demons off the board now.
Fucking Chopper had three kills.
Three kills, dude.
And this is how the Dragon of Dojima ends his legacy.
Killed by Tony Chopper.
Kuwabara finally has a kill. Milisa has two kills. Yeah, the biggest demon was Chopper so far.
I think it's funny how the Ice Climbers are like have been begging to die and they're one of the last few alive.
Let's see what happens on night 5. Pochita, the Ice Climbers, and Meryl cheerfully sing songs together while Millie receives fresh food from an unknown sponsor. This is, without reading, Yamada is up to some freaky ass shit.
Gotta be.
Please let this be funny. Yamada, Kuwabara, Hatsune Miku sleep in shifts. Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
While Miku's looking out, Yamada's trying to make a move on Kuwabara.
Oh, for sure. 1,000%.
Samus dies from thirst.
Girl, didn't you discover a river like 2 nights ago?
I don't remember now.
What the fuck? Oh, my God.
Oh, the feast. The cornucopia is replenished with food, supplies, weapons, and memoirs from the tribute's family. Millie and Meryl both decide not to go to the feast.
And honestly, like, as far as like, if I was in the Hunger Games, I wouldn't either. Are you kidding me? Like, that's the easiest way to just go die.
I would wait till like nighttime, maybe.
Yeah, like, or just like, or if I was in the, if I had to like actually kill somebody, it'd be like, right, it'd be then. Because like, I know some idiot is gonna just go in during the day to go to the feast to grab some stuff. He's gonna be wide open. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I would never do that if I was in the Hunger Games.
The Ice Climbers decide not to go. Pochita decides not to go. Miku decides not to go. Kuwabara takes a staff leaning against the cornucopia. Yamada accidentally steps on a landmine.
The most accurate way to go out. What the fuck? She did nothing the entire time.
I'm glad she's gone. All right, day 6.
She didn't get in the mix at all.
Day 6. Hatsune Miku overhears the Ice Climbers and Millie talking in the distance while Meryl fishes. Kuwabara receives a hatchet from an unknown sponsor and Pochita injures himself. The days are getting shorter.
Yeah.
Two cannon shots can be heard in the distance. District 3, Samus, and District 10, Yamada. Let's see who's alive. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Wow. So we still got Miku, both District 6 members, Pochita and Kuwabara. Kuwabara with one kill. Ice Climbers with one kill. And District 11, Meryl and Millie.
They're going crazy right now.
Millie still with two kills. She killed those two participants and hasn't looked back.
No remorse.
Let's proceed to night 6. The Ice Climbers and Millie huddle for warmth. Oh.
No. Oh my god.
Pochita, Hatsune Miku, and Meryl start fighting. But Miku runs away as Pochita kills Meryl.
Oh, no, bro.
Millie's about to go off. Let's see. Kuwabara receives fresh food from an unknown sponsor. Day 7. Pochita searches for a water source. Millie meets up with Kuwabara and says, we need to find who killed Meryl.
Oh, for sure.
And they start hunting for other tributes.
Yep. Uh-oh.
Miku runs away from the ice climbers. Miku doesn't trust anybody.
The ice climbers are trying to find some way to die. They're just going to be like, let me get into a fight so I can get killed. Honestly.
One cannon shot is heard in the distance. District 11, Meryl. Strife.
I'm mad.
No!
Are you kidding me?
Wait. Ice climbers, Hatsune Miku, Pochita, and Kuwabara tell each other ghost stories to lighten the mood. They all had the idea, we're gonna have to kill each other. Let's spend one night together. And Millie goes, nah, I'm not spending a night with no killer. And her dumbass steps on a landmine.
I'm upset.
District 11.
They were doing so well. What the fuck?
We're down to our last four. The ice climbers asking for death are down to the last four.
That's the crazy part about it. Like, what the fuck?
The ice climbers search for a water source. Hatsune Miku and Pochita work together for the day. Kuwabara accidentally steps on a landmine.
Bro, what the fuck?
Two cannons are heard in the distance. District 11, Millie, and District 6, Kuwabara.
Who's setting down these landmines?
Dude, and those were... He had one kill and she had two.
It's just... Bro, Hase Miku has done literally nothing this entire time.
She might win. She doesn't even have a kill. The Ice Climbers and Pochita have a kill.
Okay, before you go to the next thing. Mm-hmm. Predictions with the final three. What you got?
With the final three, I think the Ice Climbers are going to take it, man.
You think so?
I think it's going to be some twisted, ironic shit where they were asking for death and they're going to win and they're not going to like the fact that they won.
I don't know. I think, like, my money might be on Hatsune Miku just because she's done nothing this entire time and probably will continue to do nothing and end up winning. I do see a world where she has to, her first and only kill is the final kill to win it.
I think she doesn't have the steel. She doesn't have the guts. She's a pop star, bro.
I mean, I don't know. I just feel like if Cooking Mama can catch a body, I think that Hatsune Miku can.
Well, here's the thing. And I know this simulation doesn't take into account characters, but let's say it does. Cooking Mama is proficient with knives. Pochita is a chainsaw. The Ice Climbers have metal cleats and hammers. Like, they're well equipped. Hatsune Miku's not.
I don't know, but there's so many iterations of Hatsune Miku. There's got to be one of them out there that knows how to fight.
Bro, this is the one that wears the fucking gray vest and the blue tie. So let's see.
I'm so mad.
Let's proceed. This might be the last day. Whoa!
I'm telling you right now. The ice
climbers and Hatsune Miku huddle for warmth because they don't like killing people. They have one kill, but they don't like it. And Pochita dies from an infection. Just how Denji found him.
Oh my god, bro. I'm telling you.
Let's proceed.
Hatsune Miku's only body is going to be...
herself! Because Hatsune Miku accidentally steps on a landmine.
To the fucking ice climbers.
What did I say? Two cannons heard in the distance.
Dude.
District 6, Pochita. District 5, Hatsune Miku. The winner is Ice Climbers from District 9.
I just go back to the fact that, like, way earlier in the simulation, they asked somebody to kill them. They multiple times.
They only had one body.
Dog, they were trying to body themselves.
They should, you know, after these years' Hunger Games, we have to change the rules. No more pairings. That's why they won.
It's because there's three of them. Got three of them in the district.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Let's see. Proceed. What's it going to show us? Yeah, the winner. Second place was Hatsune Miku. Who? Yeah. The first kill was Ketchup, man.
But Cooking Mama wasted zero time.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe Goku was Goku Dragon Ball Evolution.
No, that's pretty accurate for where it he ended up placing. Yeah,
it makes sense.
Shitty movie, shitty character.
Proceed again. The Bloodbath. Oh, it's a summary.
These are all the deaths? Okay, let's read through these. Okay. Ketchup tried to convince Cookie Mama. Yeah, Cookie Mama is a demon. Oh my God.
She was literally like, please, no, please.
She had the knife ready to go.
Or how do they sound?
Yeah, and then Cookie Mama with the fucking ultra instinct to move out of the way. The Balco died.
Yeah, that's right. The ice climber shoot an arrow at Cookie Mama and she fucking so it missed her and it killed Palico.
Palico literally did nothing. Like Palico like
didn't just even have a chance. Got caught.
Didn't have a chance at all. And then, yeah, Millie killing two people in one go makes sense for how strong she is, like, yeah. In lore-wise. Yeah, like, she's huge.
I cannot believe the first night, the Yellow Pikmin, Birdo, Duke Nukem, and Omochao all killed themselves.
They were like, yeah, we can't do this shit no more. That's crazy. Night one.
Yeah, night two is when fucking Chopper killed Mineta.
But I forgot about this. Millie forced Tony Chopper to kill Cookie Mama. She was like,
wait a second. Look, now that we're seeing it back to back, Millie forced Chopper to kill Cookie Mama or Mineta. He decided to kill Cookie Mama. That same night, Chopper goes, the job's not done, and killed Mineta.
Dog, that's insane. Bro, I didn't even catch that. That's so funny. Bro, that's insane.
The way Funky Kong killed Travis Touchdown is horrific.
No, for real. That's crazy.
See, day four, no deaths occurred.
And then Bochy was my front runner to win, and she just ruined it.
Chopper fucking bashed Kiryu's head into a rock.
This is funny.
And then the next day, tries to kill Yamada. Bro, he was going on a tear.
Dog, he was trying to catch bodies. Oh my God.
Fucking poisoned himself. Dude. And then Kuwabara threw a fucking hatchet at Funky Kong.
Dog, reading these back, Tony was on a Chopper was on a fucking mission, dude. Holy shit.
And then Samus died from thirst.
That's just dumb. Honestly, let's count how many people died from stepping on a landmine. Because this is stupid.
Bro, night seven, Millie on a landmine. Day
Yamada,
eight.
Yamada cool. Stepped on night five. Or day five.
Yeah. Millie, landmine. Yamada, landmine. Kuwabara, landmine. Miku, landmine. And that's how the ice climbers won.
Stupid.
And that's how Big died too. He stepped off the podium and blew up.
But like, okay, thinking back to like the Hunger Games, like story. Why did they do it like that? Where like you had to stay on the podium a certain until it stopped moving, or you get blown up. That doesn't make any sense.
It was until the horn, because the horn, he basically offsides.
I guess
that's what happened.
Oh, that's so dumb.
What else is this going to show? Oh, statistics? Yeah. Chopper had the most kills.
He would have had four. Or five.
He was about to have four. go back to the reaping. Well, this was fun.
This was fun.
And I didn't know while we were looking, while I was editing stuff, there's fun. We'll definitely do this again.
Yes.
But like, sure. Look, there are American Idol, Bad Girl All-Star Battle, Celebrity Apprentice, The Challenge, Dancing with the Stars, Danganronpa. We definitely have to do a Danganronpa episode.
Oh, 100%.
The Hell's Kitchen, MasterChef, Twilight, WWE, Total Drama, RuPaul's Drag Race.
The Twilight one, Twilight doesn't make sense. Like, how is that going to be a... Is it going to be like love triangles and like people dying?
Some are going to be, it's going to be like vampires and werewolves and humans. And there's going to be a war.
The Danganronpa one's going to be funny. I think we should put ourselves in there too.
In Danganronpa?
Yeah, me, you, and Kayla should put ourselves in the simulation.
I want to see, let's see Total Drama. Let's just see. I'm going to see what could this even. What the hell?
I think it changed.
Oh, I was about to say.
What? Bro, Cooking Mama caught a nut. Bro, that's insane.
Okay, we're not going through another one.
but listeners, we accidentally restarted the simulation. And Cooking Mama caught a body in the first night again.
Oh my god.
Osaka died in the first day and died again the first day to Cooking Mama.
That's insane. I know what it was. I didn't change. I just want to see how this fucking change all shows submit. Oh, it's still the reaping. Okay, we'll figure this out next time.
Yeah, we can figure it out next time. But As we sign off, do you have any music recommendations? We haven't done it in a while.
We haven't. If anyone likes jazz, we were talking about this before the podcast. I watched Nickel Boys. I watched every single movie that was nominated for Best Picture. And at the end of Nickel Boys, I had known this song already, but like I've been obsessed with it because of the movie. It's called Tezeta, Tezeta by Mulatu Astatke. He is a, like the album's called The Story of Ethio Jazz. He's a black jazz artist from New York.
Okay.
It's a great song if you like jazz.
I would definitely check that out. Also, I do have to go see the movie Nickel Boys. I've been meaning to watch it. Definitely gotta go see that. Okay. So there's a lot of different music I've been listening to lately. Like all across the board. If you have not listened to the album Showbiz by Mike, please go listen to that. That album is phenomenal, top to bottom. It's kind of like a, he's definitely like kind of in that off kilter underground rap scene or whatever. But he's just really good on that. Like if you kind of like that kind of style, he's really good with that. What else? Randomly, I've been listening to a lot of like vaporwave music. And so it's just like, I don't know. I've just been in this weird, like space music taste wise where I'm just like trying to find new stuff to listen to. And yeah. So I got caught in this like weird, like vaporwave, like hyperfixation that I've just been like, where all these different artists I've been kind of just like listening to, putting plays together and stuff. So there's VCR Classique have an album called Aesthetics Airlines, which is like just a very, like, it's like very elevator music type of stuff. This group, this, I don't know if it's a person or just a group called Lush Crayon, with their EP. It's called Authentic Original Part 3. The other two parts are on like Bandcamp. I don't know why they're not on streaming anymore, but they used to be there. And then who else? Oh, this guy called Tupper Wave, had a an album come out last year called Vapor Loops, and he likes it's like vaporwave, but he mixes in like some city pop elements.
Hell yeah!
And like, and since I'm already like, I'm a big city, I love Japanese city pop, and so a lot of the songs on there are like take from those kind that kind of sound, and I also sample some city pop songs too. I don't remember the ones that he samples, but they're all really really solid.
If you're getting into vaporwave, I must recommend. This is only on YouTube and Bandcamp. I have it on my Apple Music because I bought it on Bandcamp. It's like pay your own price.
Yeah.
Late Night Delight by Luxury Elite and Saint Pepsi.
Saint Pepsi.
It is personally my favorite vaporwave project. And it is kind of it's famous like in the vaporwave scene.
Mm-hmm.
It's just awesome. A lot of Michael Jackson samples, a lot of like 80s soul pop samples. It's really good.
Okay. I'll give that one a listen. There was one, hold on. The other one was another like elevator music type of vaporwave album is Night Shift. This one came out recently,
mm-hmm,
by Cinematic Sequences and Luxury, yep, Elite.
Luxury, yeah, Elite.
So,
yeah.
Yep. So they're this one is definitely more of like an elevator music or just like a like luxury apartment ambiance music is what it I like is, to call it.
Honestly, like you said, if anyone's looking for something new, vaporwave is very interesting. It's very relaxing, really nostalgic for a time that neither of us were born in.
Right.
I just really like the 80s aesthetic. It's very, mm-hmm, cool.
Yeah, for sure. So definitely we will do this again. I think that we could bring Kayla into doing the simulation.
We'll either maybe do Danganronpa or maybe we do RuPaul's Drag Race. That would be really funny.
RuPaul's Drag Race would be really funny.
Yeah.
Do they have America's Next Top Model? I feel like they should.
They do. They have American, okay, Idol, America's Next Top Model.
That's the one I want to do. Okay. America's Next Top Model. And do it with all JoJo's characters.
Yes, that's really good.
That'd be hard. That's the next one, for sure. all right, well, that's been all for us. I've been Taylor, a.k.a. Nostalgia, as told by Zoe. We'll see you guys next time. Peace.
Peace.